before I was Muslim, I was a typical, what you could class as a British lad. I used to go out drinking on a Saturday evenings, all that kind of thing. About 5 years ago, I was going on holiday to Greece, and they have, obviously, you know, when you go to an airport, you've got loads of books in your backpack, ready to go, sit by the side of the swimming pool, large beer, sit there reading, well, you don't know, but you sit there reading your book with a large beer at the side of your sunbathing, and you've never got too many books, so I thought, I'll go to WH Smith's and I'll pick up a nice book that I can read, and I couldn't find anything. I've got my rucksack on my back, and as I turned around to leave, I knocked a bookshelf and all the books fell off, and not one to be a bit awkward, so I picked everything up, and the books were all one book, and it was by a Western author called Barnaby Rogerson, and he wrote a book called An Autobiography of the Prophet Muhammad, Islam. And I read the first page and it looked interesting. I read the second page, took it to the counter, I bought it, and I took it on holiday with me. So I read the book and I thought, yeah, I want to learn more. So I came back and I started to go to a local masjid, and I spoke to them and I said, I want to learn more. And the elderly imam who took my shahada, he said, well, to tell you the truth, the best way to understand Islam is to become. I didn't think twice about it. I just took my shahada there and then. As a revert Muslim, you find that you sort of adhere yourself to somebody within the Sahaba, you know, you can relate to them because they were all revert Muslims too. And my relation was Hamza because of the way that he lived his life before. He was a hard drinking, hard living, enjoyed life to the full, obviously still enjoyed his life to the full after he became a Muslim, and I related a lot to him. So when I went on Hajj, I wanted to go to the back to see where Uhud, where he died. So I went to the cemetery, they got off the bus, and as I was walking across, it was like I was walking through treacle. I felt so emotional, and I couldn't, tears were just streaming down my face and I couldn't stop them, and I didn't know why. So I kept going, and as I got off this like sandy patch onto a little paved area, it all went. And I thought, oh, that was strange. And I went to the cemetery, I made my du'as for the martyrs and for Hamza, and made my way back to the bus when they said, come on, it's time to go. Made my way back to the bus, and as I walked across that patch of ground, it happened again. Just crying, looking at me, what's the matter? So I told them, and a Malana that was there next to me, because he translating for me, he said when our prophet found out that what had happened to his uncle, he just cried, he just wept and wept. And I said, well, maybe he just left something there for somebody who wanted to find it. And I felt in here for Hamza, so it hit me both barrels. So when I got home, I said, if we have a son, because my wife was pregnant at the time, if we have a son, I want to call him Hamza. And we had a little girl. So obviously, before I went to see my mom, I went onto the internet to see if I could find a female relation of Hamza to give her a second name, and I couldn't find anything. So she said, ask your mum. So I asked my mum, and my mum went away, and a couple of days later, she'd gone trawling through the internet, and she says, I found three names for you. And she said, one of those, I can't remember the other two, but the one that we liked was Sophia. So, okay, then we'll give her Sophia. And a few months after we'd done that, I was feeling pretty depressed and quite down. I've got a book called The Fazal Al-Imal, and I just open it up just to read and see what there is in there, and I was reading about the aftermath of Uhud. It just opened up there, and it was talking about them going wrapping them up and burying them, and then it starts talking about Hamza's sister coming with two pieces of cloth, and Hamza's sister was called Safiya.